welcome to the very first episode of Kyle's Wild World. My name is Kyle, and I'm a human. I started this podcast to meet some of the millions of other species who share our planet. Animals like wolves, elephants, lions. Oh, sorry, wrong button. Lions. A big part of the show will be games where you play along. Our first game for today is called Who Am I?
Who am I? A mystery. You get three clues. One, two, three.
In this game, I am a mystery animal. I'll give you three clues, and then you try to guess who I am. Clue number one, I'm a bird. Clue number two, I can't fly. Clue number three, I live in Antarctica. Okay, got all that? I'm a bird, I can't fly, and I live in Antarctica. So, who am I? I am
a penguin!
Penguins don't fly, but they are good swimmers. Now it's time to meet today's very special guest on a segment that I call Special Species.
All species are special.
Today's special guest is sitting right next to me in the Wild World Pod Studio. She came all the way from Australia. She's extremely furry. She's one of the top 10 most adorable animals in the world. She's...
a koala!
Hi, Koala Bear. So you know, you are the very first guest on Kyle's Wild World.
I know!
So, I'm thinking that I'll ask you questions, and then you can answer them. Sound okay?
Yeah, of course. Ask away.
Okay. So, I was reading about bears, and a lot of them are pretty enormous. Polar bears, grizzly bears. Why are koala bears so much smaller than other bears?
You know I'm not a bear, right?
Well, you're called a koala bear.
Once upon a time, a long time ago in Australia, some people saw us and thought we looked like bears, so they called us koala bears. But we're not bears. Never were. Never will be. Please, just call me koala.
Okay, koala. Since we know you're not a bear, what kind of animal are you?
I'm a marsupial. We're a big group of mammals who live mostly in Australia and New Guinea. Koalas, wombats, wallabies, bandicoots, kangaroos.
Kangaroos are the coolest. Pro jumping skills and those great pouches to carry their babies.
You think pouches are cool?
Super cool.
Well, check this out.
No way! You have a pouch?
A lot of us marsupials have them. Except a kangaroo pouch opens at the top, and mine opens at the bottom.
That's wild. Don't the babies fall out?
No, they hang on tight.
Hey there, Kyle. Ready for your snack?
Sure thing, Dad. Just put it down over there on the snack table.
Peanut butter crackers for you, Kyle, and fresh eucalyptus leaves for your guest. You must be Koala. I'm Kyle's dad. It's a real honor to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
Kyle was so excited when you agreed to come on the show. The whole time he was growing up, his favorite stuffed animal was a koala.
Okay, Dad.
He literally could not fall asleep without that doll.
That's nice to hear.
Dad! Please just leave the snacks. Thanks, Dad.
Good luck with the rest of the show.
I'll play some snacking music while we enjoy our snacks. How are your eucalyptus leaves?
They're great. Back in Australia, I eat 2.5 pounds of these a day, which is a lot considering I only weigh 20 pounds. I even have little pouches in my cheeks so I can store a snack for later.
Wow, so convenient. Can I try one of those leaves?
You better not. Eucalyptus is poisonous to most animals. I have a special digestive system that can handle the toxins.
Okay, I'll stick with peanut butter crackers. So, what other stuff do you like to do in Australia?
I love sleeping. I find a sweet spot in a tree, grab on tight, and head for dreamland. I sleep about 18 hours every day. All this talk about sleeping is making me sleepy. After the show, can I crash in that big tree in your front yard?
Of course. Just one more question. What do you think makes koalas so adorable?
Well, I guess it's a lot of things. My soft fur, my big ears, my sparkly eyes. But you know, Kyle, I'm a lot more than an adorable puffball. For instance, check out what I can do with my front paws.
Wow! It's like you have two thumbs on each paw.
Two thumbs are better than one. These are great for grabbing tree branches when I'm climbing. Go ahead, shake my paw.
Now that's a firm paw shake. Koala, thank you again for coming today. It means a lot to me, and I'm happy that I got to learn so much about you.
It was great to be here. Now it's time for my nap.
Sweet dreams, Koala. Are you ready for another game? This one is called Name That Sound.
Name That Sound. Name That Sound.
In this game, I play an animal sound, and then you shout out the name of the animal that made it. Listen closely, because here's the sound. I'll play it again. Here are your choices. Was that a fox, a zebra, or a parrot? Fox, zebra, or parrot? I'll play the sound one more time, then you say your answer out loud. Got your answer? Today's Name That Sound is a zebra. Zebras make a lot of surprising sounds. And speaking of surprises, it's time for an amazing segment called Gail on the Go. Every show, my friend Gail will travel to a faraway place and interview the animals who live there. Take it away, Gail.
Kyle, I am in the Amazon rainforest. This place is packed with life. Plants growing on top of other plants. Everywhere sounds of chirps and squeaks and buzzing. What if an animal just wants some time alone? Today, I'm going to meet some rainforest animals and ask them, how do you deal with living in such a crowded place?
Poison dart frog.
Poison dart frog, you are amazingly colorful. Bright orange stripes on top and blue spots on your legs.
Some people say, I'm dazzling!
How do you deal with living in such a crowded place? There are a lot of predators here, and it must be tough to hide with your bright colors.
My bright colors are a warning! You see, darling, my skin is soaked with poison. Any predator who takes me for a snack will never snack again.
Spider monkey!
Spider monkey, how do you deal with living in such a crowded place?
It can be rough, but you gotta find your own space. For me, that's way up in the treetops. Up there, it's a different world.
So, you spend a lot of time climbing trees?
All my time, friend. I never come down. Look at these long arms, made for swinging through the branches. And if I don't feel like using my hands today, whoa, I can hold on with just my tail.
Green anaconda.
Green anaconda, I understand that you are one of the largest snakes in the world.
Oh, yes.
So, how do you deal with living in such a crowded place?
It's glorious.
Where you see a crowd, I see breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Did you know that I can swallow a capybara whole?
Cool. But don't you sometimes wish you had more room for yourself? I mean, look, there's another green anaconda right over there.
No, that's also part of me. I'm 20 feet long.
Thank you, Gail. Let's end the show with one more game. This one is called Living, Extinct, Imaginary.
Living means you're alive right now. Extinct means you used to be around. Imaginary means you're made up. Tell me which is which out loud.
I'm going to name three animals, and you shout out which one is living, which one is extinct, and which one is imaginary. Ready? Animal number one, the hammerhead shark. Animal number two, the kraken. Animal number three, the megalodon. One more time. The three animals are hammerhead shark, kraken, and megalodon. Which one is living? Which one is extinct? And which one is imaginary? I'll give you some time to think about it. Got your answers? The imaginary animal is the kraken.
Imaginary!
In legends, the kraken looks like a mile-long squid or octopus, but it was definitely never real. The extinct animal is the megalodon.
Extinct!
Megalodons were super-sized sharks, but they died out more than 2 million years ago. The living animal is the hammerhead shark.
Living!
Hammerhead sharks are very real, and their heads really are shaped like hammers. That's the whole podcast for today. Thanks again to Koala for being my first guest. Thank you, Gail, for taking us to the Amazon. Most of all, thank you for listening. Next time, my special guest will be a Komodo dragon. I hope you'll come back for another Kyle's Wild World.